CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Catherine, the Princess of Wales, says she has finished chemotherapy and is returning to work as she prepares a new phase of recovery from cancer. CBS's Matt Piper reports.
In this update, the 42-year-old is seen in a field with her family, smiling and laughing in the three-minute video.
The last 9 months have been incredibly tough for us as a family. Life as you know it can change in an instant. And we've had to find a way to navigate the stormy waters and road unknown.
Kensington Palace says she has begun to work from home, including projects on early childhood. Matt Piper, CBS News.
The Line Fire in California has quadrupled in size and is burning out of control in the San Bernardino Mountains, east of Los Angeles. CBS's Ben Tracy reports from Big Bear, California.
More than 600 firefighters are trying to slow the spread of the blaze. The size of the Line Fire and the smoke-filled air force people in the mountain communities of Running Springs and Arrow Bear Lake to evacuate.
California's governor has declared a state of emergency. Classes are canceled in part of Kentucky today as a gunman remains on the loose following Saturday's highway shootings. CBS's Jim Crisula is following.
More than a dozen school districts have canceled classes across a wide area of southeastern Kentucky as a grueling search stretched into a third day for a gunman who opened fire on an interstate highway and wounded five people over the weekend. Classes were also canceled at three regional college campuses.
Authorities say the shooting suspect purchased 1,000 rounds of ammunition and a semi-automatic weapon just hours before the attack. Former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris will debate tomorrow night. CBS's Weijia Jiang is with the vice president's preparation.
She will talk about her vision, really focusing on policy proposals. In fact, that's what she's been doing here in Pittsburgh since Thursday, working with her team, working with her policy advisors, so she can deliver substance on Tuesday.
CBS's Libby Cathy is covering the former president.
Donald Trump is not a traditional candidate, so don't expect traditional debate prep. He has been engaged instead in informal policy prep sessions. This might be akin to sitting down and talking about his policy priorities.
A new CBS News poll shows an extremely tight race in three crucial states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. A funeral procession was held in the occupied West Bank today for a 26-year-old Turkish-American woman shot during a West Bank protest last week. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer is there.
The people who've joined the procession today, officials, activists, and the Palestinian people are here to honor Aggie's death and also to say a final goodbye.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. We Energy still hasn't made it clear about what caused that massive power outage in Racine today. At the peak, about 6,200 customers in the city and in Mount Pleasant were without power. A manhunt is underway for Lawrence G. Franklin Jr. He's the suspect in the murder of Amaya Prather, a 22-year-old mother of three, and her unborn daughter in Kenosha. His image is on the Kenosha Police social media pages. The city of Racine has approved a $150,000 grant to install two new harm reduction vending machines. They'll be put in at the public library in the Bryant Community Center. No criminal charges will be filed against officers involved in the July 10th shooting of Jesse Pratt at Cliffside Park. And Starbucks is proposing to convert a former North Shore bank in Kenosha into a new cafe. A final review of the plan in the Southport Plaza is expected at a plan commission meeting next week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers get set to head west. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. After dropping two of three games to the Rockies and having won just twice in the past seven games, manager Pat Murphy said that it was a tough homestand for his team.
You know, it was a tough homestand, and we've had games like this. If you looked at the St. Louis series, we had games just like this where once something didn't go our way, we didn't produce right. We didn't fight back right after that.
Milwaukee will set out on a six-game road trip out west beginning tomorrow in San Francisco. They'll play Arizona this weekend. The Brewers are still nine games up in the NL Central with 19 games to play. On Sunday, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. For the Packers, they will be without Jordan Love, who is expected to miss at least 3 weeks with an MCL sprain. Malik Willis, who the Packers traded for in the preseason, will start this week's game. The Athletic Athletic reports that Green Bay has reached out to free agent quarterback Ryan Tannehill as well. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Once again, high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, this would have been Otis Redding's 83rd birthday today had he survived. This song became the first posthumous number one record on the Billboard Hot 100. It's Dock of the Bay on WRJN.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people.
won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting
Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Working my way back to you, babe, with a burning love inside. Yeah, I'm working my way back to you, babe, and the happiness that I let it get away.
We are Racine's home for local news, timeless hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers, WRJN. And the Brewers, of course, are off today. They're back in action again tomorrow. We'll have the game for you here on WRJN. But they do enter play today, 9 games in front of the Cubs in the National League Central. So as we get chugging toward the end of September and toward playoff season, still looking pretty good for those Brewers. Back in action tomorrow night.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Across Wisconsin, families are feeling the squeeze of rising prices. From groceries to gas, everything is more expensive. Families can't afford the things they need.
I'm Brian Style. I'm working every day to get inflation under control and lower costs so you can keep more of your hard-earned money.
Brian Style is standing shoulder to shoulder with our law enforcement, ensuring they have the resources needed to keep us safe.
I've always backed the blue. Our officers deserve our support as they work tirelessly on the front lines to keep our families and communities safe.
And when it comes to our veterans and seniors, Brian Style is working to ensure they receive the care and benefits they've earned and deserve.
Wisconsin's veterans and seniors have given so much to our country. It's our duty to stand up for them, just as they stood up for us.
Brian Style, working for Wisconsin's families, protecting our way of life.
I'm Brian Style, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Style for Wisconsin.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Mondays are for baseball with Brewers Miller High Life Mondays. Grab your terrace infield or outfield seats for $6 or Loge bleacher seats for just $12. Courtesy of Miller High Life. Get yours at brewers.com/highlife. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our civic media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app.
You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. It's going to start feeling like summer again the next couple of days. Tonight, look for a mostly clear sky and a low of 57. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 81. Wednesday, sunshine and 85.
She's got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time. Can't make her mind. She's no
news, timeless hits, WRJN. In fact, nobody covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 97 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz returns to Wisconsin this week. Walz is making stops in Wausau and Superior at the end of the week. Walz spoke at Milwaukee's Labor Fest on Labor Day. Two new polls show Kamala Harris leading Donald Trump in Wisconsin. Trump tells a Wisconsin rally he'd eliminate the U.S. Department of Education if elected. That's one of the key provisions of the Project 2025 conservative blueprint. He says he also wants to give the entire federal government a once-over.
I will create a government efficiency commission to conduct a complete financial and performance audit for the entire federal government.
The Government Accountability Office already has oversight responsibilities. About 7,000 supporters came to see Trump in Mosin East Saturday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We Energy still hasn't made it clear about what caused that massive power outage in Racine today. At the peak, about 6,200 customers in the city and in Mount Pleasant were without power. Many local businesses had to shut down briefly, and traffic lights being out led to turns being taken at bigger intersections. We're working on learning more about what happened. There was a final hearing today before a trial next month for the former Racine County Corrections Supervisor, accused of having an intimate relationship with an inmate. Court records for 36-year-old Jacqueline Height show a three-day jury trial on the calendar to start October 8th. Height has pleaded not guilty to more than 20 criminal charges and had worked at the state facility in Sturtevant. Her attorney argues the relationship was consensual, but prosecutors say even if there was consent, that type of relationship is against the law. More vending machines are coming to Racine. The city of Racine has okayed a $150,000 grant to install two new harm reduction vending machines to be located at the Racine Public Library in the Bryant Community Center. A similar machine was installed at the Transit Center in late 2023. There are several others spread across Kenosha County. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Once again, high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 82.
WRJN. Long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write? Well, I know that you're in love with him, 'cause I day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. That I die. Helped a skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shell. 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. And I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. and they were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. I was just watching a show where they had speed dating. You know what I'm talking about? There's a whole bunch of men and a whole bunch of women, and you get like 3 minutes to talk to each one to kind of get to know them a little bit. I got thinking about it. For some of those guys, I bet that was pretty exciting. I bet for some of those guys, that's the longest they've ever talked to a woman.
Hey, baby.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, a guy in China jumped into a fast-flowing river on purpose. Why? Because he couldn't take his wife's nagging anymore. The truck driver and his wife were on a ferry when it all became too much for him. The man suddenly jumped out of his truck cab with his hands covering his ears while shouting, "I can't stand it any longer." Later that night, the police did find the man. He was okay. He managed to swim across the river.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Baseballs flying out of AmFam Field? That's what we love to see. But what about pests sneaking into your home? Not so much of a grand slam. For 65 years, family-owned Safeway Pest Management has been keeping southeastern Wisconsin pest-free by eliminating unwanted critters with safe, effective solutions. Don't strike out against pests. Go for the home run and call Safeway Pest Management at 262-679-4422. Mention the Brewers and get 10% off your first service. It's a win-win for your peace of mind and your Brewers pride.
Buying a home is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. Before you tour a home, the real estate professional you're working with may ask you to sign a buyer's agreement, which describes the services you'll receive, each party's role and responsibilities, and how your agent will be compensated, all of which you'll want to discuss with them up front. So work with an agent who's a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors, with a duty to honestly represent you and put your interests above their own, because that's who we are.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius, or two half geniuses, and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best in 2023 and 24. Lowest prices ever right now. Prossersrv.com.
WRJN.
Baby loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Said she loved me, yes, yes she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. Hey, she got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me.
Hey, Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Up on. You know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing. Hey. All right. Ain't got no right, no, no, you don't. Ought to be so excited.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Coming up, CBS News at 4. We're going to check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Sports on the way, the forecast too. It's all coming up on WRJN.
Why do you build me a buttercup, baby?
Just to let me down.
Attracted to you.
Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein is hospitalized. CBS's Matt Piper has the latest.
An attorney for Harvey Weinstein says the 72-year-old was rushed to a hospital from the Rikers Island jail, and after an examination, doctors decided to perform some type of procedure. Weinstein is due in court this week, where prosecutors have been presenting new evidence as they try to get a new indictment against him on sex crimes charges. In April, Weinstein's New York rape and sexual assault convictions were overturned, and a judge ordered a new trial.
In California, the sound of flames shooting into the sky as firefighters battle the line fire in San Bernardino County. That fire has spread to more than 20,000 acres and forced thousands to evacuate.